Country Bob FM. Bob Almanac, Wednesday, August 19th. I'm glad you made it here because Virtual Neil was actually, we sent him to the shop.
Oh, we did.
We got Virtual Neil up on the rack checking the undercarriage. Making sure he's ready next time you're gone, which will happen later on in September. Wednesday, August 19th, 232nd day of the year, 134 full days left to go in this year of 2020. This date, 1812, this was the date that the USS Constitution, you've heard of that ship?
Yes.
And the U.S. Navy, you can still see it to this day. It's the world's oldest still floating warship. 1812, the U.S. Constitution earned the name Old Ironsides. Sure. It was battling the British frigate Guerre, HMS, Her Majesty's Service Guerre.
Guerre.
During World War XII. Sounds more French than British. Did they steal that one from the French? And they just kept the name?
I think it did.
But the Guerre just kept pounding it and pounding and pounding the U.S. Constitution. Cannonball after cannonball after cannonball. Nothing. Wasn't happening.
No.
Nothing. It wasn't affected. That's why I got the nickname of Old Ironsides.
Here this lived date, up to its name.
1812. Our patent of the day today, 1856, going way back. It was a guy by the name of Gale Borden who received a patent for his process of condensing milk.
Mm.
We needed to be able to condense milk because it kept better, Neil.
Yep.
You could serve it and you didn't have to refrigerate it. I like that sweetened condensed milk myself. That makes some pretty good desserts, doesn't it? Have you ever used it? That's a good stuff.
Borden's sweetened condensed milk.
Yeah. So, and they used vacuums. They used a vacuum to suck the air out of there. 1856. I'm sure it was a Kirby. Wasn't a Dirt Devil. Doesn't have the suction power. Maybe a Dyson. What kind of vacuum do you own, Neil?
Shark.
Oh, I've heard of those.
Yeah, that's good.
They're lightweight and they're very streamlined.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Very nice. 1909, a dirt track was opened in Indianapolis, Indiana for automobile testing. That testing eventually became racing, and the dirt track eventually became the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, home of the Indy 500. So the Indy 500 can track its origins to this date, 1909 in Indy.
Very nice.
Adolf Hitler elected the Führer of Germany. More than 90% of the voters elected him to office. 1934 this date. And if he wouldn't have won, he would have found a way to get there.
Yes.
I'm sure. 1950, ABC Television begins the tradition of Saturday morning kids shows. I haven't checked the TV listings on Saturday mornings. Do they still have cartoons and kids shows on Saturday mornings?
Yeah, but not nearly.
Seems like there's
like
news
they
on. There's news. Right. Kids are going elsewhere. They're going to Nickelodeon. They're going to elsewhere for their programming now. So I think NBC has a version of their Today. There's a Good Morning America. There are local news shows on Saturday mornings.
Yes, they are.
Just think of as kids. If you were to wake up in the morning and wanted to watch Johnny Quest or the Herculoids on a Saturday morning, and instead you saw Walter Cronkite or David Hartman or whoever.
That would not work.
No, but things have changed. So ABC TV began the tradition of the Saturday morning kids shows with two shows, Animal Clinic. Sounded like a fun kids show about veterinary science, doesn't it?
Yes.
I mean, hey kids, watch as we, I don't want to say it. The other one was Acrobat Ranch, which is a show about circuses and circus folk.
Sure.
And circus performances, 1950. They may not have been the best shows, Neil, but they were the first.
They were the first.
1960, newsreel time.
Strelka, Little Arrow, and Bielka, Squirrel, the white one, seemed to be in excellent form. In fact, by their cheerful demeanor, they answered all questions about how they'd stood the journey. Having whizzed round the earth 17 times, we're told, at a height of 200 miles, they were safely back with quite a story to tell, if only they could tell it. Russian scientists claim that these dogs have blazed the trail for cosmic flight by man.
And they did that. Belka and Strelka exploding into space on this date, 1960, by the Soviet Union. 1962. Neil, have you ever shot a 55 in golf?
In golf, no.
How about on 9?
Yes. Yes.
55, Homero Blancas at the Premier Invitational Golf Tournament in Longview, Texas, shot a 55, the lowest score in U.S. competitive golf history. The only lower score was Kim Jong-il.
Yes.
Where he said he had 38 with how many holes in one?
Yeah, like 7 or 8.
It was unbelievable. At Homero Blancas on this day, 1962. 1972.
If you remember a group named the Zombies, which several years ago, not too long ago, had a very big hit record all over the world, actually, called Time of the Season. And Rod Argent was the leader of that group and has since formed another group. They have a very big hit record now all over the country called Hold Your Head Up. Please welcome Argent.
So John Denver hosted the first ever episode of Midnight Special. Burt Sugarman's Midnight Special. You remember it, Neil?
Oh, we watched it a lot.
I remember the episodes with Wolfman Jack.
Sure, I
He became
too.
A regular host yes. there for a while, didn't he? Wasn't there a companion show, Don Kirshner? Didn't he have like a rock party?
Don Kirshner's rock concert.
That's it. Here's Argent. Some bonus Argent for you.
Nice.
So that was 1972, the Midnight Special. 1979, this was number one on the Hot 100. Technically not a one-hit wonder. Did you hear what my one-hit wonder was today?
I know. I missed. I got out of the show. I think I heard Donna Summer. Was that the...
It was very close to Donna Summer.
The Hot 100
one? Michelle Wright was Take It Like a Man. Michelle Wright, Take It Like a Man was my country one-hit wonder number three. And my number three on the Hot 100 was She Blinded Me with Science.
Science!
Oh, yeah. Thomas Dolby. And this was not a one-hit wonder because a lot of people think it is. But according to my definitions, it's not, because they also had a top 15 called Good Girls Don't. A song that I'm familiar with, and if you heard it, you would probably know it. So that was 1979. That thing was number one for like 8 weeks. My Sharona, Neil. Have you ever gotten the knack? Did you get the knack when the knack was out? Did you get the knack?
Uh-huh.
Please get the knack. 1987. This happened in a TV studio in L.A.
Folks, we have someone on the set who's standing here and would like me to read this copy which was just handed to me. You want to tell me your name or not? What is it? And Gary, where are you from?
KNBC then cut away from its newscast.
You know, it was like the Twilight Zone. I didn't know what was going to happen, and I didn't realize. I said to myself, this is not really happening to me.
Stoneman's
That's David Horowitz. David Horowitz on this date was held at gunpoint.
Was a bizarre tale of space creatures and the CIA.
It was this weird thing that this guy handed to him, and he wanted him to read it on the air. Horowitz was unharmed. Horowitz was known for that old show, that consumer advocate show called Fight Back.
Yes.
But in this instance, he didn't fight back. The guy had a
probably
gun.
Probably a good idea.
But it turned out the gun was a toy. But they didn't know that.
No.
It was a toy that looked like a real gun. So that was 1987. In 91...
The first effects of Bob's fury were being felt just before noon on Monday, as those who were unable to take their boats out of the water were only left to watch them thrash about in the usually calm and protected waters of Lewis Bay.
Have you ever felt Bob's fury? It was Hurricane Bob. Our hurricane.
We had our own hurricane.
That was in New England on this date in 1991. And maybe that's where the radio name Bob came from.
It could be.
Hurricane Bob.
Yeah.
Then that was 1991. 2008, Lady Gaga on the scene. She released her album, The Fame, and we all of a sudden all became familiar with Lady Gaga. She hit the world just unbelievable. Have you ever been accused of bluffing with your muffin, Neil?
Not recently.
So that was 2008, and then exactly 10 years ago on this date.
And in just hours, at midnight, Operation Iraqi Freedom will officially become Operation New Dawn. U.S. combat operations in Iraq are ending after more than 7 years. It's been called a milestone. And
so it was this day, 2010, Operation Iraqi Freedom ended with the departure of the U.S. combat brigades leaving Iraq. We should take this time to thank everybody that has served is serving or will still serve in the Middle East, because there's still work to be done over there.
Right.
Despite the fact that Operation Iraqi Freedom ended this date 2010. Are you ready for birthdays, Neil?
Let's move on.
Since you got here late, are you even ready for Gone But Not Forgotten?
Did you I'm locked.
Okay. Well. The actress Diana Muldaur.
Dada, oh, yeah. Look at this.
Oh, hang on. Here, I missed the good part here.
Sorry. Dada, look at this. Dada, look at this.
Data.
What?
My name. It is pronounced Data.
Oh?
You called me Data.
What's the difference?
One is my name. The other is not.
Oh, so next time you... That's how I pronounce Data. I don't say Dad, I say Data because of that scene right there from Star Trek The Next Generation. And boy, do we have some Star Trek clips here today, too. It's, just,
it's a beautiful thing.
So that's Diana Muldaur, who played the Doctor who replaced Dr. Crusher for a couple of seasons on The Next Generation, Neil.
Right.
She's still with us. She's 82.
I can see clearly now.
So are you a data guy or a data guy when looking at the data?
I usually say data.
Was it control data or control data? I think it was control data.
Yeah.
I don't know. We need to talk to somebody who worked there.
Yeah.
We were the Silicon Valley of the Midwest there during that time. You had your Sperry, you had your control data, your Univac. I mean, it's tremendous. So Johnny Nash is 80. That's a pretty big hit right there.
Big.
Johnny Nash. One of the Bond girls.
Weren't you a blonde when I came in?
Could be.
I tend to notice little things like that, whether a girl is a blonde or a brunette.
And which do you prefer?
Oh, providing the collars and cuffs match.
We'll talk about that later.
Actually prefers goose-stepping morange. So Jill St. John, Tiffany Case. From Diamonds Are Forever. How do you rate her and all the great Bond girls? I know Halle Berry is probably number one on your list.
She's in the top five. I mean, she was spectacular in that. I mean, they weren't afraid to put her in a bikini.
Jill St. John, 80.
Operator, operator.
Eddie Raven is 76. Happy birthday today.
So kind.
We're familiar with his work, I think.
Right.
Reconnect this number.
76, the lead singer of Deep Purple.
Gotta
love it. Great voice, Ian Gillan. Good British boy. Deep Purple, that song, they were at the casino, and they mentioned Frank Zappa and his, was it Mothers of Invention? They're performing, and the place starts on fire. They're in the hotel, they're watching it burn, and they write this song. He's 75 today. Our former president, Bill Clinton, today.
Hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. How are you? Oh, that's an adorable baby. What's your name, sweetheart?
Her name is Shakira.
Shakira. That means African princess, doesn't it?
Oh, why, yes!
Well, she certainly is beautiful enough to be a princess. Say, you gonna finish these fries?
So that's either President Bill Clinton, or it might be Phil Hartman doing President Bill Clinton.
It's one or the other.
74 here today. Major Dad.
You wipe that smirk off your face, Private, and snap to! In all my 20 years, I have never seen a sorrier excuse for a Marine than you. Nothing would make me happier than kicking your privileged butt right out of here, Private. But the Corps was not established to please me or you. And so, sonny boy, you had better buckle down because you are not going anywhere.
Is that Major Dad or is that Colonel Jessup? Did he sign the phony transfer order and doctor the logs at Edwards?
He sounded like he meant business to me.
He meant business. He was Gerald, still is Gerald McCraney. Major Dad is 73.
I suggest we beam a section aboard for analysis.
Make it so, number one.
He was number one. He was the first officer to Captain Picard. He was number one, and sometimes he had trouble with number two because of his... high propensity to eat cheese. He had a diet high in cheese. Right. We're talking, of course, about Jonathan Frakes. He was Riker on Star Trek The Next Generation and the many movies. He's 68.
To Gaetti, for the first time ever, the Minnesota Twins are the world champion.
Gary Gaetti, the G-Man. They also called him what?
The Rat.
The Rat, exactly. Gary Gaetti, third baseman, 87 team, World Series champion. Came up as part of that 82 team, 62. Mm-hmm. Morton Anderson was a longtime kicker in the NFL. Kicked for, what, one season for us?
Yep.
Morton
it
Anderson.
It was a memorable one.
60. He's my second favorite, Uncle Jesse.
Vanessa, have mercy. Roxana, have mercy. Adriana, have mercy.
Jesse Katsopoulos from Full House. One of your favorite shows, Neil. You're a big Kimmy Gibbler guy. So John Stamos. I could have an actual Uncle Jesse. I could have a brother or a sister. Could be a man or a woman. A brother, sister, my mom or dad named Jesse, and it would still only be my third favorite, Uncle Jesse. Because you got Uncle Jesse Duke.
Right. I was going to say,
Jesse
off the Dukes,
from Full House,
Denver
and then
Pyle.
John Stamos is 57. We got Leanne Womack, 54 today. Mark McGuinn. This is a one-hit wonder, too.
Yes.
Will it be in my top five?
Stay tuned.
Will it or won't it? Mark McGuinn, 52. Another guy, Clay Walker.
Another Texas. Like Leanne Womack.
51, Matthew Perry, one of the Friends gang.
We're trying to start a Boggle tournament.
Well, Joe, if these people find out they're playing spelling games over there, there'll be nobody left at our party.
Oh, he was good on that show.
A Boggle tournament, did he say?
He was skinny, he was kind of fat, and they're still trying to find another show for Matthew Perry, 51. And I think, is it the Russians that are finally going to get the Friends
reunion
done?
Well, they're certainly meddling in it, I'm sure.
Fat Joe is our rapper of the day.
Fat Joe?
Rapper Fat Joe is 50, and Kirk Cousins.
I got three words for you. You like that?
Yeah! He's our quarterback, Neil. Is he going to take us to the promised land? He signed a nice little extension.
Yeah. We'll see. Jury's still out. He's good, but this just seems to be something missing. Maybe it's an offensive line.
That could be. That could be.
Gone but not forgotten. Did you have a Seth Thomas clock at some point in your home? I bet you did. Or
no.
Maybe you do.
Mickey Mouse clock.
Oh, very nice. Seth Thomas, the clockmaker, 1785. I know. It's in my top. It's probably my favorite root beer growing up was Hires. And I don't know if you can find a Hires root beer anymore. But Chuck, please don't call him Charles, Hires was born on this day, 1851. One of the Wright brothers, Orville, born on this day, 1871, along with Wilbur. They were able to make planes work.
That and their sister, Michelle Wright, take it like a man.
Take it like a man. She was mentioned today. Coco Chanel, a perfume creator. I'm sure many of the ladies, Coco Chanel number 9 is very good.
Coco Chanel was never very happy that they named a lot of gorillas Coco.
Yeah, probably not. 1883. Let's move up to Philo T. Farnsworth. He is considered the co-inventor of the electronic television set. You remember, did you ever own a Philco TV?
Our first VCR was a Philco.
Yeah, I know. We had Philco products at some point.
Which they had to be affiliated with Magnavox, because Magnavox had the exact same VCR, but it was their name on it.
Yeah, it could very well
be. We had
a
Philco, Magnavox. They were in bed together.
1906 for Philo T. Now Gene Roddenberry, he gave us Star Trek.
Are you kidding me? Three Star Trek birthdays?
How about that?
On the same almanac?
And a big one here.
He gave it to us. His vision. What a vision, Neil.
And the great TV theme time here, of course. The great Gene Roddenberry, born on this day, 1921. If you were playing any Trivial Pursuit, it was either Eddie Arcaro or Willie Shoemaker when it came to horse racing questions. Let's credit Willie Shoemaker, born on this day, 1931. And then the drummer, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame drummer for Cream, Ginger Baker.
You can hear the drums.
Was he a redhead? Is that why they called him Ginger?
I can't tell. This video's black and white.
It's hard to tell.
Jack Bruce. is singing lead. Chris Eric Clapton's in there somewhere,
sure.
too.
1939 for drummer Ginger Baker, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
What does your staff have against Fred Thompson?
Attention all controllers, attention. We have a code red alert. Everyone already on approach or inside our pattern, holes at the outer markers. Uh-oh. Stack them, pack them, and rack them.
Stack them, pack them, and rack them, and he will soon be... have an acquaintance with, what's his name? McClane.
Yeah.
John McClane.
John McClane from Die Hard 2.
John McClane. That's Die Hard 2. Yeah. I don't want anybody else in my tower, whether it's Edwards Air Force Base or the little airport up in McGregor, Minnesota. If I got a guy in the tower running things, I want Fred Thompson.
Well, he's the man.
And he passed away a few years ago. Maybe it was just a couple years ago. Maybe five.
He was connected with Lori Morgan there for a while.
He was a senator from Tennessee.
It was that was quite a thing there. And what
she was experimenting. She was reaching out.
Right.
Days of Thunder, Hunt for Red October, another one of his movies that
he
I
was
liked.
In a ton.
He was good. I liked
and what
him.
Year
always
was he born?
Always, he always played that role, someone in authority.
Right.
Really.
And why? When he was
1942.
A big man.
1942. Yeah. With a big voice. Big man with a big voice.
Now they're all gone. But not forgotten.
That's how they address you at your golf league, right? Mm-hmm. Big man with a big voice.
Yeah.
And a short drive.
Right. And a disappointing,
So, score. VFW in Bloomington, the All Request Lunch Hour live today.
You going there?
Noon to 1. I'm going. Nice. I still have clearance. They haven't told me not to. Right. They still want me there. Right. Can you give me some kind of a prize package?
I can come up with something.
People are really loving the prize packages there.
There'll be some
well
Bob
as the food
gear.
And the music is a little secondary. Everything else is much better.
Try the onion rings.
Would you like to start a Bobathon with Kenny Chesney, Beer in Mexico, Billy Currington, People Are Crazy, or Shelley West, Jose Cuervo?
We can go Shelley West today. Why not?
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1.